Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp. It's April 11th, 2022. This is Fightful Wrestling, and this is our post-Raw review. We've got Denise Salcedo here with us. Denise, who joined me last Tuesday for a special podcast, did great numbers where we talked about behind the scenes of our GCW spot, how it came together, what happened, what didn't happen. Go listen to that. It's fantastic. Denise, how you doing?
Well, I'm happy to hear that our podcast did good numbers. I was curious to see like what people's interest in that would be, considering that we literally talked for an hour and didn't cover any wrestling. It was literally just about our lives and what happened. So I was curious to see what the viewership for that would be. So good to hear.
It was a lot of fun. I loved it. It was one of those podcasts we didn't have to do, but it was just kind of fun to do them. So, glad that you guys enjoyed that so much. Hope you're enjoying FightfulSelect.com. I'm going to brag an awful lot about that today. We broke the news today that Khan of ROH fame, former six-man tag champion, officially signed with AEW ROH. We got a lot more details on that on FightfulSelect.com. We had the Raw plans, which had a lot of changes, had some incorrect stuff as well. We'll tell you what's up with that and why. And Tuesday, I've got some contract news. Also on Tuesday, dropping the last interview that Imperium did together. We did, Denise. Like they split up. Not only that, in like the 10 days since we've done those interviews, two got called up, one got a name change, one got left behind.
Two got a name change.
Who else got a name change?
Did you interview Austin Theory?
Technically, well, no, I just meant Imperium. I just meant Imperium, but yeah.
Well, throw Austin Theory in there. He counts.
I'll throw him in there. Why not? People are saying we're early. Oh, we sure are. This show is going to go a smooth hour.
Get that in your the theme for today. That's how I know. Well, I'll tell. Okay, keep going.
Get in your super chats. Get in your humper chats. You can go to humperchats.com. That allows you to leave a question or statement via Streamlabs or PayPal. You can leave them early if you watch these shows on demand. But also, you can donate a super chat below. You can leave a thumbs up. That helps us. Can't tell you how much it helps us. But also this week on Fightful, we've got an interview with Adam Cole ahead of his AEW championship match on Friday.
Hey, did you tell him about your little video clip where you do butt?
I didn't. Oh, but we talked about him being
his reaction to that.
We talk about him being 6 feet tall. But get in your super chats, get in your humper chats. This show brought to you by NordVPN.com/Fightful. Denise, you look like you're itching to say something.
Yes. Okay, so this is totally off topic, but I just thought about it right now.
Is it about my shirt?
Because you were talking about you being tall. Okay, so yesterday I showed the GCW click to my grandma and to my brothers and to my mom. Yeah. And my grandma watched it on a loop a bunch of times. She loved it. She was like, oh my God, I can't believe it, this and that, right? My brother, I was so mad. He was... So I showed it to him, and guess what the first thing he said was, I was so
how tall I am.
No,
how tall I am.
He said, Oh, I like his shoes.
Oh, they're great. They're amazing.
So freaking pissed off. I was like, that's the first thing you're going to say to me after this is, oh, I like his shoes.
They're great.
I was livid. So congratulations, your shoes pass the 15-year-old boy demographic.
Yep, they sure do. Shout out to my friends, Glaciers of Ice Kicks. That's G-O-I Kicks. Go look them up. They've done shoes for myself and Rey Mysterio and Edge and, you know, Kofi Kingston. You know, just a bunch of cool people that have their shoes done by, you know, Santana as well. Like all kinds of just famous wrestlers, including me, because I am a main event wrestler now.
Your name was also on the cage match database for that match. It just said Sean Ross Sapp.
I saw it. Didn't have a link to it. Yeah, what's up, yeah. Cage match? Add me. Add me. I hope they put my height as like 7 feet too. Well, we kicked off WWE Raw with Miz TV with Cody. We got Sabrina Harley popping in saying, hello, my loves. Thank you so much, Sabrina, for the kind tweet that you sent us. It was very nice this weekend and always much needed. But we got Cody and The Miz. Cody gets like the big mega star entrance here with like all the pyro and all that stuff. Are you surprised they're going like all out with him?
No, I mean, they kind of got to, right? Yeah. Like, we've been saying this from the very beginning. Like, this is really their opportunity to go out there and do something about, you know, this is their opportunity to, like, rub it in and, like, you know, show off your brand new toy to all your friends and whatnot. But it was so funny, though, because The Miz was like, he was like, you done? Like, we already wasted all the pyro budget on you. I thought that was a really good comeback to that, by the way.
I thought that was really good. I loved Miz constantly correcting Cody on his terminology.
So, Sean, here's my question to you. Do you think that was written in the script or wasn't on script? Because when Cody Rhodes was doing the junket, he kept kind of there was a moment where he kept correcting himself because he said wrestlers. And then like he looked at the PR person and he was like, oh, sorry, superstars. So I'm wondering, like, was that legitimately accidental or do you think it was scripted and like part of it now?
I think it was scripted. I think all of this was scripted. I think it was all intended to be like this. Last week's was scripted as well with Cody. Like it was, I don't know how much of it had input from him, but I think all this is intentional and all this is planned beforehand. Like Cody or Miz saying like, I know where you were and talking about belts and titles versus superstars and wrestlers. And I like it that it's the heel correcting the baby face on that too. I think that's great.
I loved it. I thought of it like, you know, usually like Miz TV is like, well, I was going to say it was hit or miss, but usually it's always a miss. This was probably the first Miz TV that I've enjoyed in a very long time because just him correcting him and, you know, telling him like, oh, you know, belts is what you use to keep your pants up. I feel like that was just so, that screamed Vince McMahon very loud and clear. And I think that's part of the reason why I liked like the little comeback and even just like the superstars. And Cody Rhodes not arguing it, like he knows it's superstar, so it wasn't even like they were arguing about wrestler or superstar. It was just like a very it was like a very minor thing that added so much to the entire opening segment. So I was a fan of this Miz TV for like the first time ever. I don't think there's been another Miz TV that I've legitimately been a fan of.
Yeah, this is the best one in quite a long time. Yes, I think that this one worked out well. It set up the match for later. It was like promoting the match, but promoting it like within the show, which I think was a smart thing to do. Josh's Town says Cody must have a lot of input. It sounds like Cody. Yes, a lot of this, even if it's scripted, is in the voice of Cody Rhodes very much, very much.
And do you think maybe they're providing him bullet points or is it like verbatim scripted?
I think it's verbatim scripted. I just don't know how much of it is his verbatim scripting. You know what I mean?
Got it.
Sabrina says, Cody really said in my contract, I want an unlimited amount of pyro. Man, he gets all the ammo for that. Like just full on. The power bar is full on that. He's got unlimited ammo code and it's just boom, 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 boom. I think it's good how over the top it is.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I try to think about it and I'm like, can you imagine like if you're a wrestler, right? And you're like used to getting pyro and then you come out with like no pyro. It's kind of like, oh man, here's my entrance. Hey guys, versus like, oh man, here's my entrance. Woo. You know,
Chris Rain says, just wanted to tell Denise I really enjoyed the boxing video. Go check that out, guys. She did an AEW crate unboxing.
Yeah. Oh my God. Somebody was trying to make fun of me for that. Some man was like, why would you do a video like this? Something like that. And I clicked on his profile and I was like, bro.
A bot?
No, he wasn't a bot.
Oh.
but he like had his age on there and whatever, right? And I'm like, okay, like, I hope you know that unboxing videos are like a thing. And thankfully, like, people know like unboxing videos are like a thing. But anyway, someone tried making fun of me about that. I was like, oh, hells no, sit down. Sorry.
Damn.
I'm a little feisty today.
Daniel R. says just a hello tonight. You guys are great. Daniel, I saw your chat that we missed. It said that said Phil had predicted on our holiday show that Sky would win a championship in 2022, and he did, which was great. With that said, I want him away from Dan Lambert and Sammy Guevara. Not fair to Scorpio Sky or the new TNT championship. Who should Scorpio Sky's first feud be? I know it's a bit of an AEW question, but it was missed on one of our shows this weekend. Who do you think Scorpio Sky's first feud should be? We don't get a lot of AEW thoughts from you here.
You know, I thought that he was going to be more of a transitional champion, to be honest. So I'm kind of glad that they're giving him like a, you know, a little bit of a run here with it. Personally, I actually kind of thought, and I know that now he's going off and doing his own, like, you know, doing something separate. But I actually thought that it should have been that Swerve would have been a really good person to put the title on so that you can, you know, establish him as something a little bit more than, you know, the guy that, you know, keeps show. Because he's had most of his matches on Rampage. So I'm like, I actually would have liked for him to be that person. And I thought that that was what was going to happen. But that whole thing with Ty Conti and Sammy Guevara, that was something else. And Dan Lambert, that was something else.
Oh, boy. Woof. Nerd Guru says, considering she hasn't been on TV the last two episodes, I assume Becky is taking time off. But she was in Detroit today, so not sure what's going on there. Any idea? I'll ask around. Becky's tweet parodying the...
The comment section on that.
Oof. Oh, it was so good. It was so good. Oh, I loved it. It was so... She's like got a great sense of humor. She was missed incredibly on Twitter while she was gone. So as far... I'm sure she's taking time off while, you know, while still supporting Seth and all that. Like, she knows the lifestyle. She travels. She travels with her child. More power to her. We have Sabrina saying, did you all see the subtle shade Cody gave to the IC title on the bump when he said, like, what is that? Well, I mean, if you remember, Cody was the person who brought back the original IC title design like 10, 11, 12 years ago or whatever it was. It wasn't quite the classic design, but it was a like a reborn classic design. So I kind of see why
Shading the design, or was he shading the actual what they're doing with the belt? What was
maybe
he
both
exactly?
Maybe both. I haven't gotten to take in all the Cody media. I've been trying to score an interview myself. I gotta go through Denise Salcedo. She's the one that
what did I do?
He knows who you are. He knows that you're a big GCW star, Denise.
I mean, we have the photo fist bumping. I don't know what to tell you. Do you got a photo fist bumping? I got the photo fist bumping. Hollywood associates with Hollywood.
I guess.
And I'm authentic Hollywood, all right?
That's great. That's wonderful. Hey, listen, I am a city boy now.
Sean,
I am from
please.
The city.
Sean, please. Please, Sean, please.
I am from
please.
The city. Amazon Stop. Packages come Stop. To my house within a day now.
Stop, so, Sean. You're going to make me cry. Stop.
It's amazing.
Stop. You're not.
I,
no, no.
Listen, muted. I can order food now.
Stop it. It hurts my head.
Who among you viewers is going to buy me a grill? I need somebody to buy me a grill as a housewarming gift. One of those big, like, $3,000 grills. Come on, do it. Do it for the name of Doja Cat, the greatest pop artist in the world.
Oh, please, Sean. I ain't going to start that with you. But I just, why aren't you vlogging your, like, city life experience? You got to understand that people like me that were born in big, sure. ginormous cities cannot comprehend this.
You know what's interesting? We don't have lockers here. Wally Diaz says, Sean, will your new name just be Ross or Sap? They would probably just make it RS.
Yeah, you'd be SRS or just like C. Like instead of Sean, they'd take out the N and you'd be C. I would be Den.
Shot Kid says, deja vu, Red Raw updates and my head met the wall again. Damn. Lake says it's a cummerbund with wrestling belts. Or it's a cummerbund. Wrestling belts are cummerbunds. That's a good Brooklyn Nine-Nine reference right there. And a wild boy, my friend, says Roman just ripped up a Cody sign. Everybody was doing their Roman Reigns pictures and circling his tricep with their little red circles and doing arrows and all that bullshit last week, Denise. And he's wrestling after Raw tonight. All these internet doctors that thought that Roman Reigns, who was sitting there going, "My arm, Paul, it's out. It's out, Paul. It's out. Ah." They thought
that's your impersonation of Roman.
That's what he did. That's what he did.
It doesn't sound like it.
Apparently, it was pretty good acting because it fooled hundreds of people. Oh, man. Either way. We got Veer Mahan coming all over Dominic.
And scoring a win.
Mm.
Dad, don't laugh at my joke. Thanks.
Oblivious Kyrie says, I assume Veer would get more of a reaction than this. Well, they sure are hoping so, Denise, because they went heavy into Veer. They sat on Veer all night, and Veer came and delivered. He beat Dominic's ass. Then they... Come on, you know what. You know what's coming, and I'm not talking about Veer. He did a submission hold, Denise.
He beat his ass, and you know what's coming.
Yeah. Well, Denise. Veer came into the cervical area of Dominic.
Okay, what the... All right, I'm out.
Veer came and he worked the cervical region of Dominic effectively. They constantly referred to that submission hold as the cervical clutch. Come on. What are we doing here?
I cannot laugh at that. No, I refuse.
They called it the cervical clutch on TV. By the way, he hit about 6 clotheslines and they were called the $1 million arm because... The movie $1 million Arm was made about them.
That's Joseph, clever. I like that. That's good.
Joseph Correa says, do you all know that Veer inspired that movie? Hope he gets a pop next time they're in Pittsburgh. I'm going to watch that movie very soon.
I've never seen the movie, but I know of it. And I know that it was like based off of his like life, right? Like based off of his life. Yeah.
Yes.
That's great. But dude, how did Dominic end up being his target though? Like, I feel like I wasn't expecting Dominic to be that guy that is taking these massive L's to Veer, you know, back to back. There's no good way to talk about this.
Nah, there's not, because it wasn't any good either. It was supposed to be Ray. Ray was not there tonight, so that was change number one on the show.
There was one good thing about this.
What, the cervical clutch?
No. Dominic had some really good facial expressions, you know?
Everybody loves a good facial when Veer comes. Everybody loves it. And Dominic delivered great facials, which, you know, we were kind of expecting from Veer to be delivering the huge facials on this evening.
I don't feel like we're reviewing Raw anymore. I feel like we're reviewing a porno, okay? And I'm not okay with this. This is too awkward for me.
Pile Driver Finisher says, Veer is a man, Dominic is a boy. Veer's going to have his way with that boy. Oh, God.
Oh, no, stop, no. Stop, stop.
Too much. Dominic.
What, Dominic, wait, what is it, that one thing on that you said? What are you doing, step host?
Listen, hold on.
What are you doing? What, does it count as Veer?
Or I wanted to say that when you eliminated me. What are you doing, step host? But Dominic. I'll just say this. Veer came so hard on Dominic that Dominic had to be stretchered out and taken out in an ambulance.
If he dies, he dies.
GDB Bringle says Dominic is a shamrock shake. That is a Sour Graps reference. Zach says, Aho, I don't know who wrote the Veer article last week, but they deserve the world. Big fan of Sonya going after Bianca. So, like, the amount of people that thought that we didn't know what we were doing, not they're like, I can't believe y'all didn't proofread that. Proofread it. We workshopped it. We all tossed in ideas, and Jeremy said, no, I got it, guys. Leave it to me. Come on.
What are we doing here? That is Jeremy's trademark now. Like he needs to like alter his like bio and make sure that people know that he is the headlines guy. Jeremy, the headlines Lambert. Jeremy Lambert.
Lambert, the hitman.
Lambert. I can't say it anymore. Sorry, Jeremy.
Sabrina Harley says, off topic thoughts on Sarah Rowe going to control your narrative. Well, I'm glad she's getting work. I'm glad she's wrestling again. It checks out. It is very much in line with what they have been booking. And if that's the demographic they want to target, they're going to keep targeting it. And that is, they're going to have plenty of people to go after. There you go. We've got Daniel R. saying, the Rochester Red Wings is a minor league baseball team having an autism awareness day where there will be less lights and the noise will not be as loud. You ever see something like this at a wrestling event? I feel like it would be hard. Well, AEW did the Culture City stuff that was like very inclusive to some sensitive stuff. And they had like some dedicated rooms. Like you would see them whenever you would go to media entrances. That they would have those where people could go out to. I don't know if they still do those yet, or they still do those, but I think that's very great that they're doing that. We got JW Pringle asking if we think there will be releases this week because of 3 years. We don't like to speculate on releases. It's not a thing that we like to do.
Yeah, and then Sean, you're going to get all the heat whenever you're the one breaking all the news.
Jesus, man. Jesus. Gotcha Teen says, enough. Dominic looked very satisfied after the match. Jesus. Well, AJ Styles versus Damian Priest. Now, I'll tell you something interesting. This match was advertised yesterday. They filmed stuff for it today. By the 7 p.m. rundown, they had Finn Balor versus Damian Priest listed. So I think that was just an error. Because okay. AJ Styles and Priest happened. It was a good match, Denise. But we're not talking about the good match because nobody's going to remember the good match. And listen, I love Damian Priest. He's great. I love AJ Styles. He's great. I don't know.
No, he's phenomenal.
There you go. He's phenomenal. What the fuck was this? And I had one nerd. It was one nerd on Twitter.
If this were at AEW, you'd love it.
Well, my friend, this ain't AEW, and outside of broken Matt Hardy weirdness, it has never happened there and won't happen there. And no, I would in fact, Denise, think this was dog shit no matter where it was. They turned off the lights and the match ended.
Yeah. So I have a bunch of questions, Sean. And since you're Mr. Scoops, I'm expecting some answers here. Like, so after that, they went straight to commercial, right? Okay. Then we come back and the match is over. So what are we supposed to believe here? What's the story? Like, are we supposed to believe that Damian Priest scared off AJ Styles into the match ending? Damian Priest disappearing afterwards? What's the story here?
Well, AJ was backstage beaten up and was being interviewed right after. So, like, we saw Damian Priest still in the ring as the lights went out. Why didn't AJ just stay by the ringside? What the hell? Like, I don't have an answer for this because it's stupid.
That's what I was wondering. I'm like, okay, if Damian Priest would have just disappeared, okay, then that would have made a little bit more sense to what they were doing. Not made sense, but made sense to what they were trying to possibly do. But all that happened was that the lights turned down and then he turned blue or something and like blue lights on him. It was weird. And then they just went to commercial. And here's my thing now. Here's my other question, Sean. And this is what you need to find out. Is this going to be his official thing now that like he just ends matches all the times with whenever like the lights go down and that's it, the match is over? Is this going to be a thing?
I guess so. I guess you could say that Damian Priest is going to exclusively compete in dark matches.
I hate you. This is terrible. Why would you do this? Why?
Brie Marie says, not wrestling related, but Sean, I have to tell you, you have the doppelganger in Bay St. Louis because I saw him this weekend. I had to do a double take like WTF, Sean. I'll fight him.
He found your doppelganger. You should be happy.
I'll fight him in the streets. I don't care.
Do you not want a doppelganger?
No.
Why not?
No. Was he wearing a Doja Cat shirt? Greatest pop artist ever?
Oh, God.
Ever?
Sean, I'm going to allow you to have your own opinions. Eat whatever.
Gonna allow me. This finish sucked. This was so stupid. Sabrina Harley says that match was so confusing. I had no idea what was going on. What was that match ending? It was so unsatisfying. I don't get this angle and the eyes part. WTF was that? So, yeah, it was dumb. It's one of the dumbest match endings I've ever seen in my life. They just turned out the lights and they make Damian Priest look wild in the black light. This was just, oh man, I hate it because they keep finding a way to mess with Damian Priest and make him make less sense. Like he goes undefeated, he's doing good, but then they're just like, ah, let's not give him an opponent. Then they beat him all the time. Then they turn him heel. Then they, man.
You think they're overthinking it. Like, they're overthinking the Damian Priest character of, like, oh, we're going to try so hard to, like, make him cool and make him dark and make him mischievous, and, like, and all of that. Like, are they trying too hard or not trying at all and just throwing out wacky ideas? Like, I can't decide if this is a case of overthinking or not. Overthinking so much that it turns bad.
It's or
just
lazy.
Not thinking about it at all and just putting a lazy thing out there.
It's lazy, Denise. And I'll tell you how I know that this damn show is lazy. Because they ran a bachelor party backstage. They tried to make it look like they were out at a club. They were backstage. You couldn't run up the street and just have your guys walk out of a random door. You couldn't do better than this. It was lit the same way.
Well, this is the only reason why I wasn't totally, like, against that part. Like, I get it would have been better for them to go down the street and, like, you know, film a little skit, right? But they do those in certain venues. They have those little lounges where they have, like, your sports bar and grill for, like, exclusive VIPs.
They did it for the women for the segment that didn't suck. That one was great. That one was great. So let's talk about
that. They couldn't do the same spot. They had to pretend like it was another one.
Of course. Then go up the road and do it there.
Maybe there was nothing up the road.
Do something. The women's segment was amazing. That one ruled. I unapologetically love this bullshit. And I don't even care. R-Truth is going to conduct a wedding for both of them. There's no way that goes wrong. Los Lotharios are backstage because you know they're on SmackDown. But they're going to this brand split bachelorette party. Who gives a damn? Nikki A.S.H. tries to win the title. You got Layla Gray there. You got Miranda Gordy, Kayla Sparks. All kinds of women's indie wrestlers are there. I don't care. I love it. It's so stupid that I like it. And that's the sad thing is, all the comedy on this show isn't actually funny. It's just so stupid that I'm like, well, I can't possibly be more bothered by this than I would be watching the same match I've seen 432 times. So I'm like, eh, why not?
Okay, I get your argument for this. My whole thing is...
Oh, I'm not arguing. I am completely demotivated, Denise. Like, this show has beaten me down so much to where I'm like, wow, they did something besides show me the same match again? I'll take it.
Let me guess, you were like, oh, we have a new venue. We have a new setting. Look, they actually went out and got cups and a sash for the brides. They put some effort into that. Okay, cool. I'll give them kudos for that. My whole thing was, okay, this could have been worse. It was fine. It wasn't terrible. My whole thing is like, poor Nikki A.S.H. Now she's there in the 24/7 title picture. That's pretty disappointing to go from, you know, being champion to being put in that situation. I did like when Los Lotharios came out and they did the whole like kiss on the cheek thing. I thought that was really funny. Made sense to their character and all of them, what they're doing. And trying to think what else. The whole R-Truth stuff coming out and him being ordained and making everybody happy. And now the whole thing is that the 24/7 people are like one big happy family. I'm like, all right, so this is a cult now. Okay, great. And that's about it.
There
isn't anything else to say. I appreciated that they added a couple of extra touches.
Nerd Guru says, I say this a lot. Who did Finn Balor piss off? They just don't, they don't book well.
Oh, but he's got a big matchup next week, Sean.
Yep. Austin Theory is no longer Austin. I liked the reason for them changing it in kayfabe because Vince was so disgusted by the name Austin that he refuses to even address him as such anymore. If you're going to change a name, at least give me a dumb little reason like that. Sure, why not? What do you think about Austin Theory being just Theory now?
I feel really bad for him because, like, ain't nobody wants to be named Theory. Like, I'm sorry, but, like, when you go into Google and you search up Theory, he ain't gonna pop up, man. It ain't gonna be him. So that sucks because now you have to put Theory, WWE, three extra letters. So anyways, I get why you like the reasoning because, you know, he's disgusted by Austin and this and that, but, like...
Sure.
He could have done it a lot sooner, though, and been like, you know what? I don't think your name should be Austin or something along those lines. Like, it could have been done a lot earlier. With all their little skits that they did backstage, it could have been something that could have been done earlier. I get why they waited, but it would have been funnier to me if they would have given him a first name, if he would have been like, oh, yeah, well, now I'm Brian Theory or something. I don't know. Brian, some other random
Brian
name.
Theory.
I can't think of a name.
I like, I just
Han
like
Theory.
It. Oh God, I just love it. Brian,
it would have been
Theory.
Funny. Imagine he would have been like, "You could call me Brian Theory."
Sabrina says it may be WWE being flippy floppy with this character because they honestly don't know what to do with Priest. Maybe that's why they aligned him with Edge to make a somewhat good story with him. So there was no Edge tonight. There was no Finn Balor tonight. There was no Rhea Ripley tonight. There was no Rey Mysterio tonight. There were a lot of people missing. No Brock Lesnar. So they had to fill the gaps. One of those things they filled the gap with was Damian Priest and AJ getting into it backstage. I would imagine that Edge probably wanted to work with Damian Priest. He seems like the kind of guy that would like Damian Priest and would say, oh, I can make something special out of him. It's just that WWE has been so lazy with booking this stuff, or the ideas are just bad.
Yeah, I think the ideas are bad because even all the Edge stuff, you know, I haven't been a fan of, you know, it's been unfortunate. His return has been like, you know, it's so cool to see him return, but then it just kind of went like, went a direction that I wasn't feeling it. And, you know, it was his pairing with Damian Priest at WrestleMania. I thought, you know what, okay, they could do something cool with it. But based off of today, I think that ship sailed. I don't know what they're going to do.
Volob says, I like it in theory. Not so much in practice. Very clever. Very clever. Also very clever is Ezekiel pretending to be Elias's little brother. Tommaso Ciampa is being introduced. This is how he debuts on Raw in this segment. Not on the Raw after Mania. That, you know, they had to do a whole lot of nothing last week. They couldn't have fit this bullshit in last week, so they did it this week. Sure. But Kevin Owens is approaching. He's like, that's not Ezekiel. That's Elias. I know him. Kevin Owens is phenomenal here. He's amazing every time. This is, again, so stupid that I have no choice but to enjoy it, Denise. I do. I love it. I think it's great. I think it's awesome. Kevin Owens is incredible. Ezekiel doesn't have to do shit but just say no. And Tommaso Ciampa is going to get a match out of Kevin Owens by just saying that it's Ezekiel.
I loved it. I'm going to tell you why. Okay, so first when this started, I thought, oh, man, they're really going to do Tommaso like this. This is going to be his debut, like just this. Yeah. All right, fine, whatever, right? But then when Kevin Owens was like, that's Elias. It's not Ezekiel, right? And he's, you know, losing his shit in this. And then Tommaso Ciampa so seriously and like in such a like jerkish way was like trolling him by basically saying, what are you talking about? That's Elias's younger brother, Ezekiel. It was unexpected and such a good troll job. I loved it. It was like my favorite thing that could have happened. If this was the way that they were going to bring him in, I'm glad that they did it the way that they did it, even though on paper it sounds terrible. But the execution of him being like such a jerk to Kevin Owens and making him believe that he's so crazy, like he's literally making him think like he's crazy. Yeah, there you go.
He's gaslighting Kevin Owens. Yeah.
Oh, it was amazing. I did love that. I mean, would I have chosen this myself for this to be his official Raw debut? No, I would have done something much different. But you know what? For what it was, I laughed and it was funny. And you know what? Like, I hate to say it, but like now I'm, not hate to say it, but I'm really excited about Tommaso Ciampa and Kevin Owens, though. I am excited about that. And the part that I was going to hate to say was that I was sadly very much looking forward now to Ezekiel.
I mean, this is a bright spot on the show. I'm really digging it. Kevin Owens makes everything good. He makes every single thing at least watchable for me that he does. And that is a unique talent on a very redundant program. I just want to see how he reacts or how he says something or how he does this. You know, Ezekiel is trying to stay incognito, Denise. And there was an easier way than dying like he did when he was Elias. He could have just got NordVPN.com/Fightful, Denise. Maybe he had online trackers. Maybe he had hackers. Maybe he was tired of online pop-ups and malware, and he wanted to change who he was. He wouldn't have had to do that with NordVPN.com/Fightful and their threat protection. He could have used the fastest VPN in the world. He could have got an additional month free off an already great deal at NordVPN.com/Fightful. But now that he's Ezekiel, he's probably paying full price for UFC pay-per-views. I sure as heck don't, because I got NordVPN.com/Fightful, and I can subscribe to services overseas and get those much more affordable to the point to where it pays for my plan itself. Not just that, but it works on all my devices. It would work on all of Ezekiel's as well. Probably not his acoustic guitar, but definitely his tablet, his PC, his laptop, his router, his TV, all that stuff. All of it with NordVPN.com/Fightful. And how about this? He spent 8 months off TV. He was probably just so sad about all this that he just went away for 8 months. Well, you know what? He could have had a 30-day money-back guarantee with NordVPN.com/Fightful. Threat protection? Man, you don't have to worry about malware at Fightful.com unlike a couple other wrestling websites. But you won't have to worry at all when you use NordVPN.com/Fightful.
Yeah, so Sean, I was going to ask you, you're going to have to like, I was thinking about getting NordVPN because today I was having some issues with my way that I'm streaming Monday Night Raw.
Ooh.
So yeah, I had questions.
Should look into that. You can change your virtual location with
that's what I wanted to do because like being on the West Coast, it really does suck. Like I was trying to go on USA Network and like watch the live feed, but they were like, "Oh, you got to watch Chicago PD." And I'm like, I know Chicago PD ain't on in the East Coast.
Yeah. You can change your virtual location with just one click, Denise. Storm and Norm says, contributing to the grill fund, is Veer the new Rusev? Who is his manager? Dana Brooke? No. No, I don't think he gets a manager. I think they're going to try to rock with just him. I think that's the way that they'll work.
Wait, what am I missing? What are we talking about?
Who Veer's manager will be. Oh, I don't think he's getting one. I don't think he's getting one.
Does he need one? Do you feel he needs one?
No, no. Luis says that streaming Raw on Fox Sports in Mexico through Nord is the move. So there you go.
I didn't even know you could do that.
Lots of stuff you can do with NordVPN.com/Fightful. We had a Lashley promo. Lashley is not happy. By the way, that was not Corinthian leather in the ring. That was pleather, those couches. Come on, my shoes, those beautiful shoes that your brother likes so much are made out of real leather, not pleather. Just Joe says, with MVP turning on Bobby Lashley, he needs a new manager. Does he train with American Top Team? What about Dan Lambert walking through that forbidden door and working for both companies? That ain't happening. Dan Lambert, I would imagine, is pretty well in AEW now. He's got a lot of friends in WWE. Dan Lambert is one of the most well-connected dudes in wrestling and MMA, period. Period. But I don't think that's happening. What do you think about Lashley here? Lashley said that he made MVP relevant. MVP was facing retirement, and he just wanted to hang on a little bit longer, Denise.
Honestly, this was hilarious to me. This was like a ex-girlfriend who was like super mad that she got dumped, and she just showed up to this person's place of work and was like, I wasn't invited, but I invited myself. And then all of a sudden, MVP comes in with his new chick. Well, instead, it's a Moz. That's the way that I saw this play out. Bobby Lashley came across as the jealous ex-girlfriend. That's exactly. And then he threw a tantrum afterwards and threw all the furniture and got so mad. That's exactly what I was thinking. I was like, Lashley, you need to chill. Go listen to Alanis Morissette's You Oughta Know and you'll be okay. But no, aside from that, I actually did like this though. I thought that MVP did like here's the thing. Here's the good thing that MVP did. We've already known that the booking of Omos hasn't necessarily been the greatest. We already know he hasn't been getting over with a lot of people. We know all those things, right? When MVP was talking about him and like and putting him over and saying all these good things about him, man, I was falling for it. I was like, he was a new man to me. He was a new man to me today. I saw Amaz in a different light here today with MVP. So I was a fan of this entire segment, actually. I did like the back and forth between Bobby Lashley and MVP. I thought it made sense to their former alliance. So yeah, I like this.
Thought this was harmless stuff. As was Liv Morgan versus Naomi, the tag team title match was supposed to happen this week. It got moved. They said Rhea Ripley is in protocol. Get well soon to Rhea Ripley. Williams says,
wait, Liv, what does that mean in protocol?
Don't know.
I just say get well. Is she not well?
Assuming she's in protocol, Denise.
Well, I didn't know what that meant, like in protocol.
I don't know. Maybe she's in sprained ankle protocol or something. They just said protocol.
Okay, so I'm sorry, but that doesn't explain anything.
You aren't ever in, I'm just okay, I'm doing great protocol, Denise.
Okay, well, I wasn't sure. You just got to clarify for some people.
You don't miss a tag team title match scheduled and promoted because you're just fine. You're out picking flowers.
Was she really in protocol, or was this just like a thing where they were like, oh, let's just do the match next week, so we're just going to say she's in protocol? Like, I don't know, man. That's why I'm asking you these questions.
William Bordwick says Liv beating both Sasha and Naomi would have been moderately intriguing storyline going forward. So naturally, Naomi beat her in 2 minutes. This was way too short. Way too short. What they did was very good. Like, the powerbomb counter was good. But everybody's saying, oh, they said concussion protocol. They said COVID protocol. Nah. They said protocol. They
Which
did not
protocol?
Say. That's the point. They didn't say either. You all are saying, they said. Jimmy Smith said protocol. She's in protocol. This match was
okay,
good.
Get it
was
well soon, Rhea.
Far too short. Hamp Connell says, like Sean was in pain in the balls protocol.
Thank you. That's the way you explained it.
I had to fly home immediately to... I couldn't go to WrestleMania. I had nerds all weekend.
Why didn't he cover WrestleMania? That seems very biased.
I don't know. Probably because I can't do my post show from a media box, you dorks. But
I mean, you could have if you tried, Sean. Let's
no,
be
you
real.
Couldn't because they won't let you hang out there for an extra 100
no,
minutes.
No, but you could have started it while you were walking out the building. It took like, and then like done it in the car or something.
Yeah, that would have went great.
Yeah, people would have gotten like this great like look at you trying to get out of a stadium with like thousands and thousands of people.
They would have had my internet working about as well as it did a couple weeks ago too. That would have been really great.
That, by the way, did you do anything different? Did you get the Ethernet cable?
I did the Ethernet. Yeah,
I'll say you've actually listened to my advice.
Muted. Liv Morgan loses to Naomi a few days after she beats Sasha. A little counterproductive, I think. I mean, like, I don't have a problem with Naomi winning, but it's like the 50-50 booking just constantly is a thing in WWE. It's one of those things that removes a lot of my investment in the show.
Right. So it's like, what's the point? I was surprised when Liv beat Sasha. I was a little bit like, oh, we're doing this with Sasha? Okay. I wasn't expecting her to take an out to Liv Morgan. And so I was thinking maybe we're going somewhere with this. And, you know, this started off pretty promising with her and Naomi. So I'm thinking, okay, maybe they're going to give her back-to-back wins here. And so when she didn't get that back-to-back win, I'm like, all right, so what was the point of her beating Sasha? Like, I don't get it. I just don't feel like somebody like Sasha Banks should be losing these random matches. If Sasha Banks loses, there should be a purpose to me, in my opinion.
Yeah, and Liv winning tonight would have been a good purpose because then she's got the momentum going into next week's tag match. And if they lose and Rhea Ripley blames her, well, then there's a reason for us to not like Rhea Ripley because Liv was doing just fine on her own.
Right.
Brennan Norris says KO is hilarious because his dialogue doesn't seem scripted. He's much more organic. He plays the incredulous, like, I can't believe how stupid everyone is, but me, heal so, so well. David Jackson says, I know this isn't about Raw, but I had to tell you guys how awesome it was looking at the faces of the people at the bar I worked last week when Moxley and Wheeler Yuta aired last week. Also, Denise owes SRS an apology.
No way. FTF.
At least apologize to Doja Cat.
No. I don't apologize to nobody, Sean.
Why?
I don't need to apologize.
Muted. Sabrina Harley says, the way Sean says muted makes me laugh.
That's and how makes it makes me want to barf.
That's the way it used to sound on a lot of media calls. It would go muted. That's where I picked it up from. Nikhil says, who is green lighting these name changes? Needs a punch. I would imagine it all goes down to Vince. Well, we had Cody versus Miz. This was a fine WWE match. That's what this was.
This was the best Miz match we've seen on Raw in like years. Okay. Like the last, like he's had the last good matches that I recall the Miz being in were his WrestleMania celebrity matches. And I don't recall any other one in like the last couple of years. And I know people are going to be like, what do you mean? I said what I said. I don't do apologies. I said
you
what
do,
I said.
You do the same angry white person voice as Thunder Rosa when she impersonates.
What do you mean?
Like I've had her do impersonations of some of her trolls and they sound exactly like yours. It's great.
How?
It's
wait,
great.
Wait, do it.
I can't. You just gotta watch. But I mean, as I'm thinking of it, I'm trying to think of a good, like a great against Rollins.
There's none. It shouldn't take you this long to think about it, Sean. If it takes you this long, there ain't nothing.
I mean, that's a fair point because the Rollins match that I just remembered was 4 years ago.
Yeah, you see, I'm talking about like recent memory, okay? I'm not saying he's never had a good match. That would be a mean thing to say. No, I'm saying like recently.
Shane McMahon, Falls Count Anywhere was okay, but I thought this was better. This is a fine WWE-style match, but you know if this match happened elsewhere, this probably would have been a little bit crazier, you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course. It is crazy to think like, you know, comparing, and I hate to be that person, but comparing Cody Rhodes' last AEW match with Sammy Guevara, that, you know, that ladder match was absolutely, you know, top notch. And then comparing it to his debut match, well, it's not his debut, his return match with The Miz, it was, you know, different levels. It was good, both good, just different goods.
Wow, we've got by the way, Seth versus Cody 2 is set up. Seth comes out for the match, and he comes out after the match and says, you had time to prepare for me. I want a fair chance to prepare for you. Let's do Seth versus Cody 2 at WrestleMania Backlash. I love Seth's like ridiculous, over-the-top villain delivery of everything. Like, he is the Joker without the face paint right now. He's completely unhinged. And Cody, just without a doubt, he's like, yeah, of course. I'm going to show you that courtesy. I've said a lot of nice things about you. I meant all those. That is a babyface thing to do. Not be like, no, why would I face you again? Cody's like, yeah, of course. You're right. What you said is true. You didn't have time to prepare for me. I'm going to give you time to prepare for me. I thought this made a lot of sense and it was a good segment.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's fine. And I think that the match will be good too. So I'm looking forward to that.
It seems like you are. James says, longtime fan. Been watching you since you had Russo on the show and Riddle in his creepy attic. Boy, those are blasts from the past. I haven't done a show with either one of those guys in over 5 years. He says, thank you for all you guys have built. You revitalized my passion for wrestling at a hard time. Well, James, since you have been watching these shows for a long time, used to do shows with a fellow by the name of Raj Giri on Wrestling Inc. He will be on Wrestling Roundtable this week on Tuesday with Shaquille Mejuri, who also used to work for Fightful. I mean, I guess he kind of still technically does.
He kind of does.
If he does that damn show, I guess he technically does. But we'll also be joined by Candace and then Connor Casey. It kicks off at 5:30 p.m. Eastern on Tuesday. Check out the Fightful Wrestling Roundtable, bit of a Wrestling Inc. Fightful crossover. Bianca beat Zelina's ass. We've seen this match 700 times, Denise. I want to say Zelina had some really good offense here. I like the submission hold and the transition she did. And also she takes the KOD very well. This match was a means to an end. It was filling a gap, getting Bianca a very good win. And I thought everybody played their part well. The match itself has people saying, what's up with Doudrop? Just waiting creative? Yeah, buddy, just the way that Alexa Bliss and Shotzi and Xia Li and everybody are. My God. Lena says, feels like Raw's women's roster is lacking star power. Well, Denise, they got a little bit, because before this match, Sonya Deville told Adam Pearce she had figured out an opponent for Bianca Belair. We don't have to talk about a Bianca-Zelina match, because all due respect to both women, we've talked about it six times on this show already. It was fine. Sonya talks about all the possibilities for Bianca Belair to face, and then she starts putting over the opponent after Bianca signs the open contract, and it's Sonya, and Sonya attacks her. I like this. I usually hate title matches coming off of losses, but Sonya, within storyline, is a piece of shit that is on a power trip. That's the gimmick. She knows she doesn't deserve a title shot. She got her ass whipped by Naomi a bunch and by Ronda Rousey a bunch. So within storyline, she couldn't justify giving herself a title shot. So she was a slime ball about it, because she knows that Bianca Belair is, much like we saw with Cody earlier, a babyface. And babyfaces are like, I don't give a damn. I'll beat everybody up. And she wouldn't have given a damn if it was Sonya, but Sonya did it and hit her with the swerve ski. I love how this played out. I thought this was really great. I know that Bianca's going to win this. I know that she is, but I'm ready to see the match. I think it's going to be good.
So there were two things that I thought were hilarious during this. One was when Sonya Deville said that there was a bunch of competition for Bianca Belair, and the people she was naming, I was like, not here, not here, lost, just wasn't even here, blah, blah, blah. We haven't even seen this person in 10 years, like in forever, right? So I thought that was funny. I loved, everybody knew at some point that it was going to be Sonya with the way that she was, you know, hyping it up. And Bianca, she kind of had the... do I think this is what it is? But then she like kind of, she had that face where she kind of like didn't trust her instincts, and she, you know, second guessed maybe what she was, you know, thinking. And so I like that that came across as very clear. And then when Sonya actually did the, when she basically attacked her and all of that, that was good. I loved all of that. That was a really good execution, especially because you knew it was coming and then it didn't come. The other thing that I thought was really hilarious, though, was that everybody was like, oh my God, this is, she's basically using the power that she has. She's this and that. And everybody's so shocked, and Adam Pearce is so shocked. And I'm like, y'all know she's been doing this, right? So I thought that was funny too, because I was like, okay, everybody's just going to realize it was funny the way that they were basically making it seem like they were so shocked that she was abusing her authority.
I see a lot of people saying Sonya's just racist at this point. The Naomi stuff seemed like that. Absolutely. They didn't give a reason, like, ever. With Bianca, she's on a power trip. She wants her title match. That's what she wants.
She also did it with Liv, too. Remember they were doing it was a Liv thing, then Naomi, and now Bianca.
Omar asked if I got any news on Bayley. I don't. Jeff Hawkins said that he heard that she wasn't necessarily ready. Orion Ben says, half thought that Sonya was going to have Asuka's name, half joked it was Hollywood's bad girl in there. Either would have been better. Also, Salcedo and Sap versus Bussy. LOL, have a great show. Could you imagine?
I am teaming with you, Sean.
Listen, can you imagine how many fucking nerds would be mad about that?
Yeah, all the geeks that have been coming after me. Like,
yeah. James Boris says, any chance Cody wears out his welcome as the face of WWE like he did in AEW? Yes, absolutely there's a chance, especially with WWE's type of booking. Like, I mean, they can't book baby faces, Denise. They book them terribly. I mean,
but if he has, like, but one of the things that we were just saying at the top of the show was that Cody seems to have some sort of, not have some input. Sort of like direct input, but it feels like he has some input. Or at least that's the way he's delivering things, you know?
It certainly seems like it, because I've never seen a team like write like Cody like that before. Yeah. Guys, by the way, we're heading down the home stretch. Get in your super chats. Get in your humper chats. Leave a nice thumbs up. Ali C says, I'm not saying bussy right. I don't care.
Wait, how'd you say it? Say it. Did you say like bussy? Like bus?
Bussy.
I had a hard time saying it. I first said like boosy, and then I had Emil practice with me. Where it's a hard word to say. I
was that, like, should have been vlogged.
And it changes too, like when you're ring announcing it, because you gotta like elongate some of like the words and the sounds, so it comes out so differently. It's a hard word to say.
RK Bro beat Alpha Academy. Guess what, Denise? We've seen this match 100 times to the point to where internally this was listed as if Alpha Academy wins, they get a title shot. If they don't, they never can challenge again. This was not mentioned on TV. That was an internal thing. Sabrina says, excited for Chad Gable's name change to Chad and just be a Chad because of the way he says, thank you. Sounds like a way Chad would say it. Whenever he says it, it makes me laugh so hard. Sabrina's right. I think they are going to change this. She sent this in again. We appreciate you, Sabrina. If you want to just drop in another chat that isn't a super chat, I'll have Luis pick it up. That way you get your money's worth. But I fully believe they're going to change his name to Chad. He talks about like his college all the time. Making him a college Chad makes a lot of sense, Denise.
Yeah. Well, now that I Googled last time what Chad meant, I get it.
There you go. RK-Bro won this match. Again, you have heard us talk about this match 100 times. It is the 5th match they've had since January, not including triple threats and four ways and everything else.
I did like everything that happened before with RK-Bro and the Usos.
It's a good match. And this is after. This is after. Because Denise,
I had it backwards, my
well,
bad.
Well, oh no, it's okay, Denise. Because what we got after this was the Usos challenging RK-Bro. RK-Bro are down, title unification. And then we get Usos versus Street Profits, Denise, which, get this, the 6th time in the last year we've got this match. They're Woo! Not even on the same brand, Denise. And we still got it 6 times in the last year.
I know, but people had like a good reaction to it. I even thought
yes,
that.
It was a great match. And so was RK-Bro and Alpha Academy. But I'm like, damn, man. Like, just do something different, please.
What else are they going to do? There's nobody there.
Yes, there is. They got a whole roster full of people. Who? Jesus Christ, Denise. I don't know. Call somebody up.
Well, I know call somebody up, but they're not.
Oh, my gosh.
That's why I'm saying who?
Who? Cedric and Shelton are there. They're a team.
They've been treated like jobbers, though. Why would
Denise,
I root for them?
Here's a big surprise for you. They script the show. They can decide, we're not going to do that anymore. We're not going to do that anymore. We got T-Bar hanging around doing absolutely nothing. Why? Why? Where's Finn Balor this week? What's he doing?
He's Apollo Crews has been, for Austin Theory.
Book Apollo Crews better. Do something with him.
Apollo
like you've got
Crews
people.
Is still on Raw. I forgot.
Yep, exactly. They got lots of people,
Wait,
but they ain't doing anything.
Commander Aziz, too. I forgot about him, too.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good there. KE775 says, do you think the Usos brother Solo Sikoa is main roster bound after the Grimes match tomorrow? I think he should be. I think he's ready. I think he should absolutely head to the main roster and be a part of the bloodline, Denise. What do you think?
I think it'd be cool. Might as well get to it rather than plus they need to spice up the bloodline and do a little bit more there too.
Yes,
they're starting to like run out of ideas there.
Ricardo says, I'm not okay unifying the tag titles. Please don't.
I'm okay with it just because there's like no tag teams.
There are tag teams, Denise.
There's like no tag team, Sean.
For the love of God, Denise.
There's like nobody there.
No, they don't book them well. They have Alpha Academy, Cedric and Shelton, Aziz and Apollo, the Dirty Dogs, the Mysterios, the Street Profits, RK-Bro, and you can even count Edge and Damian Priest if you really want to stretch. Hold on.
Sean,
I'm not
no,
done,
I can't
Denise.
Agree with this.
I'm not
sorry.
Done, Denise.
No, I cannot
I'm not
agree
done,
with
Denise.
The options that you just gave me right now. Commander Aziz.
They script the show. I'm not done. The Usos, the Viking Raiders, Jinder and Shanky, Ridge, Sheamus, and Butch, New Day, Los Lotharios, and now Imperium. They have 15 tag teams,
yeah,
Denise.
And they've made more than half of them into jobbers, okay? So
that's
why would
fault.
I be excited about those teams? And then the teams that aren't jobbers were already champions for like ever and already faced each other like a zillion times.
This ain't the UFC. They script the show. They decide who wins and loses.
But to me might as well be no options, okay?
No options. And booking shitty aren't the same. They
it
have,
might as well be in WWE,
no,
though.
They have 15
You're
options.
Reaching. You honestly think that they're going to book 15 teams properly?
Why are you bitching at me instead of WWE?
You have more hope than I do.
I don't have more hope.
Then why are you saying they have 15 teams where they can do something? Yeah, they may have 15 teams, but they're not good in terms of the way that they book them. Which is why I'm upset that you would even suggest it.
That's the point. They have 15 teams. They do not need to unify shit. What they need to do is
I still think they should unify it. Screw
they should
it.
Just book no. that shit better. No. That is the answer to making shows better yeah. is booking shit better.
Well, we get that, but are they going to do it though? That's the
do
argument.
You think they're going to make
not
any
going to do it?
So you think they're going to make any more teams relevant with one set of tag titles?
They're not doing it with two set of tag titles.
I know. That's
so they
the
might
point.
As well just unify it.
And then what? Have less stakes on 5 hours of TV programming? So we can watch what?
I don't
want to
sit through the same matches over and over,
you're
Sean.
You're going to. That's
I
the
don't
point.
Want to
you're,
sit through the same matches over and
you're
over.
You're gonna. That's the point. Like, I can't tell you how many Raw rematches I used to cover on Friday Night SmackDown before the brand split. It was constant. It was all over. And here's what would happen. You would see the same match that happened on Raw on Friday, and then on Monday, they would never reference that any of the shit happened on Friday.
Okay, if these are my 15 teams, and that's it, those all those teams that you named, stick to unifying the titles, okay? If
okay,
you're
let
going
me...
to add more teams then and just switch things up and not make everybody into jobbers, then you know what? Keep the titles separately.
Okay.
I'm cool with that. But because the lack of teams and the lack of them actually pointing, they're not, they don't make them feel like top quality teams. When you think of top quality things, you probably just think of the Usos, okay. The New Day, okay. The Street Profits, okay. Everybody else is not like they're not treated as top quality teams. Okay, you could throw in Dirty Dogs too. Okay, fine.
That's their fault.
But
that's
everybody else is just like, they're just jobbers. I can't care about them. You have stripped away anything that I could possibly sure. care about for the Viking Raiders. And keep in mind, I was a big fan of the Viking Raiders. Same thing. They had a chance with Los Lothario's. They had a chance to do something with them. What? They made them look like jobbers too.
So where am I wrong here, Denise?
You're wrong in the sense that you're like, they have 15 teams in which they could do something with. No, they
yes.
can't. They already dropped the ball on like more than half of those teams. You can't expect me to all of a sudden not see them in the light that I have already seen them in.
Whoa. Bobby Lashley was in a feud with his sisters a few years ago. Kevin Owens.
That's years. Give me years then.
Sure.
I need years of a break though. You need to, and it takes more time for me to get, it takes a longer time for me to get it out of my head that this person has been treated like a jobber for an X amount of time.
Great. Let me continue. Please let me continue. Please let me continue. The Miz, it took one promo to heat him up a few years ago. One promo. You had The Fiend doing all this goofy shit, and all of a sudden they were like, ah, world title program. They decide who gets pushed. They decide. This is not real. It is scripted. They can do one thing to explain why a team gets better. They can do a promo. They can do something. They can add a manager. There's any number of...
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you had an extra hour in your day, what is the first thing that you would do? Read a book, take a nap, play some video games, do something for a friend, volunteer. A lot of us spend our lives wishing that we had more time. But the question is, time for what? And if it was unlimited, how would you go about using it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important for you and to make it a priority. And therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. Therapy is so valuable. It's gotten me through some tough times, really helped me reflect on things that are important, specifically with BetterHelp. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be the convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. This is so beneficial when you've got that crammed schedule and you can't even imagine finding that extra hour. You can do it all from home. Fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Fightful today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/Fightful. It's so flexible and it can help you find that social sweet spot with BetterHelp. That's betterhelp.com/Fightful.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Things that happens. We have seen the potential that Street Profits have. RK-Bro have been great. They're wonderful. Cedric and Shelton were hot as the Hurt Business and then poof, just done. We have seen Alpha Academy be interesting. We have seen the Viking Raiders be one of the hottest teams outside of WWE and even in NXT. Pete Dunne and Sheamus could be a fantastic team if they were together. New Day is one of the greatest teams of all time. Denise, am I wrong or am I right? Angel Garza was maybe the most charismatic person at the entire WrestleMania junket.
He certainly was.
Okay.
But he that's the thing, though, that they need. Okay, we've seen, you know, let's say they do one thing right with the team, right? 1 week. That doesn't mean we're going to get it consistently. That's why I'm upset, because I already know that even if we get 1 week of like solid booking for a team, or even tops 2 weeks, it's not going to mean anything.
Well, that's your apathy.
That's what they've been telling us on TV over and over again.
Sure.
So I have absolutely no faith that they're going to make these 15 teams into some great tag team division.
Well, I do not share there. I do not share your apathy for this, because I will never, for a show that I review, just say, oh, I don't care, they're just going to let it suck. No, I'm going to say, no,
but
it shouldn't suck.
That's what they've been telling us. Who cares? It shouldn't. I'm not saying it should suck. I'm just telling
you. Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
You're saying
that they're telling us that these people suck. And
you're
so now
saying
it's stuck in my brain, and they got to do a lot of work to get that out for me to be like, okay, you know what? Then this is going to be good. But it's going to take more than one promo, more than 1 week.
Then they should act like Doja Cat and get into it, y'all. Do the fucking work. Book them better. Make them better.
I'm in agreement with you on that. And
you're not.
I have no faith that it's going to happen.
Your apathy is not shared by me or the greatest pop artist of our generation, Doja Cat. James Barris says, I don't think it's WWE has any less tag teams than AEW does. It is about the booking, Denise.
I'm not saying that's... Okay, but you're making it seem like WWE has great tag team booking. They don't.
They don't, but they should.
They should have good booking for everything.
Yes, they should. And that's why I will never be apathetic about this stuff. They should always have their feet put to the fire when they need to do better. James Boris says, look at Wheeler Yuta as an example in singles competition. Doesn't take long to get people over. Even a better example for this, James, Alpha Academy got over. What were they doing a while back?
Yeah, and that took a while too to happen though.
Not really.
Yeah, it did. They got over because there wasn't anybody else getting over.
Austin says, Doja is greater than Swift. Fact, SmackDown on Fox, I now imagine they would book their highest rated show to be more important than the pre-brand split days. Buddy, you would think so. You would imagine so. I don't trust them to have 5 hours of effective television at all.
But they should have 5 hours of effective television, Sean.
Yeah, and that will be reflected on my reviews anytime that I do them, Denise. Shot Kid says, I get what you're saying, Denise, but unifying anything will just make it worse. It'll bottleneck talent even more, and Raw becomes 3-hour SmackDown recap. Denise, do you remember what happened towards the end of the brand, or right before the brand split became a thing?
Enlighten me, Sean.
Cody Rhodes left WWE, Ryback left WWE, Barrett left WWE. You had a whole lot of people for the first time in years. Their deals were coming up, and they're like, man, this is not working. This situation is not for me. And that's what ended up happening. And that will happen again. Mark my words.
We're just going to sit here for the next God knows how many months talking about the same damn matches over and over, no matter what happens.
It's your fault. I was going to let this show end in 55 minutes.
But I was too. But then you got me heated.
Nerd Guru says, I swear to God, if this is all unifying titles, ends with Charlotte or worse, Ronda becoming undisputed women's champion, what a nightmare that would be. Absolute dreck. That wouldn't be great. They do need two women's champions. Anonymous says, since it appears we're barreling towards the end of a brand split, what are your thoughts on that? I know you're a big proponent of it. Do you think things will be better this time around, or will it slide back into bad habits? Slide back into bad habits? They've got the bad habits now. It's just the fact that they get into the dog shit worst habits when they don't have a brand split, and that's my point.
Okay, so we're arguing between bad and worse?
Yes.
That is terrible, Sean.
Because I have seen it. I've seen it worse. I covered WWE when they had the Sheamus Roman Reigns feud in late 2015. Oh boy, it was bad. The roster was so thin there, even with no brand split. Hovery Duncan says, Denise, if they merge the titles, that means some of the good book tag teams, RK-Bro, AA, Usos, New Day, Street Profits, now need to lose, meaning more teams aren't booked well. Because we'll have people feuding in the back over trombones and like fidget spinners and goofy shit. You know what they'll do. And Hovery's right. Volob says, how much is Downstate making from a Miz versus Cody feud? I don't know. I mean, I would say based on like just morbid curiosity and people discovering them, that Cody being on WWE TV is very profitable for them. People will find their Spotify, which won't make him anything, but he'll make some fans out of people. Sabrina says, no offense to WWE, but I feel like every time I'm watching WWE, I'm watching reruns because it's the same shit all the time. That's my point. Denise?
Look, Sean, whether they have unified titles, non-unified titles, we're going to get the same shit over and over again, okay? And you know who the real losers here are? Me and you, for wasting 10 minutes of our lives arguing about this. Because in the end of the day, it's going to be the same damn outcome, whether or not they freaking unify the titles or not, okay? And now I'm just sitting here upset with my blood pressure up.
Well, if you want to see somebody get even more mad, Alex Pawlowski is on Sour Graps on FightfulSelect.com right after this. We're ending very early, all things considered. Not as early as Denise and I would have liked.
We planned for a 45-minute show.
We were going to do 50 minutes at most. Oh, God. So, guys, subscribe to FightfulSelect.com. Samuel says, Cody on the mic reminds me of Archie Thompson in 07, Unstoppable on the big stage. I don't know what that means. Archie Thompson. Who's that? Oh, he's a soccer player. Okay, there you go.
Denise, I thought you were cool and hip, Sean. I know everything.
Are you proud of yourself?
What did I do?
Yeah, what did you do? Run it back. Watch the video on demand. Go ahead. Tell the people where they can find you.
YouTube.com/Denise Salcedo. There's tons of content up there. I just posted my unboxing video. Yes, unboxing videos are a thing, and I did one. And then on top of that, I also have my WrestleMania vlog, WWE WrestleMania coverage, ROH Scrums, Cody Presser, that's up there as well. Lots of stuff there. I'm less than 2,000 subscribers away from 60K. Twitter and Instagram at _Denise Salcedo. Twitter, I am like a couple thousand away from 69K. So I could finally hit that celebration. Nice. I want to have my little tweet up where everybody can write nice, help me out. And that's about it. That's all I've got.
Guys, please subscribe. Also subscribe to Fightful Scraps. That is our YouTube channel with clips and scrums, all kinds of good stuff over there. A lot of other things. We also have Fightful Overbooked. Check it out, my friends. Got the interview with Imperium, Adam Cole, and then another one I'm working on this week. We've got a ton of them coming. Big thanks to NordVPN.com/Fightful. Until next time, we're out.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.